Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for joining us for Interstate's second installment of the three-part Marks of a Crisis Leader series podcast. I'm Christina Ross, Marketing Communications Specialist at Interstate. Dr. Robert Chandler joins us again today as our special guest from the University of Central Florida. As you might already know, he's an international guru on crisis communication and preparedness, and then is a renowned author, speaker, and educator on the subject. Welcome back, Dr. Bob, and thanks for being here. You know, we've been discussing the key characteristics needed to become an effective leader in times of a crisis. Today, I'd like to delve into why you feel it's important for a leader to have the right mental makeup and frame of mind during a disaster. Can you help us understand why choosing to express a positive standpoint and mental makeup during a crisis helps to make crisis leaders even more effective?
Yes. The second dimension really has to do with the psychological or the cognitive dispositions that someone brings to the table. Some of these are by choice, many of these are learned, and some of them are actually very deeply seated. What our research has indicated, that there's a number of these particular cognitive processes for which are positively correlated with successful handling and management of crisis situations. Let me give you some examples. One of the dimensions is open-mindedness. And so you have leaders who are open to the idea that the situation may not be what they first thought it was, or the way of handling it might be very different from their former way or the way they walked into the door thinking that they're going to handle it, and that's opposed to the construct of closed-mindedness. My mind's made up. Don't confuse me with the facts. We're going to do this come hell or high water. What we have found is that the open-minded disposition is positively correlated with successful management of crisis. The closed-minded disposition is correlated with unsuccessful. So when we talk about leadership, we're looking for someone who can look at situations without prior judgment, with having and holding an open mind that it may not be what they first assumed it was and be able to change that. Another dimension is ambiguity tolerance. Obviously, during a crisis or a disaster, the facts are always changing. You'll get different reports. They'll be confusing. They'll be contradictory. They'll be ambiguous. One of the things that our research has found, that those who have a cognitive disposition, a psychological mindset that lets them manage ambiguity, to fill in the missing pieces, to not need every single line dotted and letter crossed to understand what's in front of them and how to make a decision, are the more effective leaders. Those people who have to wait till every last detail is done, I'll wait till the data's updated, I don't know what to do, we don't have enough information, those individuals don't tend to be correlated with it. We sometimes talk about the paralysis of analysis, and one of the things that we know is that ambiguity plays a role in that. A third dimension, a cognitive dimension, is whether or not people insist on being themselves or they're willing to change themselves and adapt and be flexible in dealing with others. Those of us who walk in as leaders and say, this is my style, love it or leave it, my way or the highway, get out the door, versus those who say, I'm willing to adapt to the team that's around me, to the people I'm working with, to those involved in the disaster. I'll change my modus operandi in order to better interact with them. It's that positive category of flexibility and adaptation that tends to be correlated with crisis leadership effectiveness. Likewise, in the area of decisiveness, effective crisis leaders are decisive. They don't agonize over a decision. There are those who fail at crisis leadership because they really are not comfortable in making a decision. They hesitate. They procrastinate. Many of us have a colleague who can't decide which restaurant to eat lunch at. Those are not typically effective crisis leaders. Crisis leaders are those who are decisive, make decisions that are comfortable with them. One final dimension, that's stress tolerance. Obviously, crisis and disaster situations are highly stressful. Not all of us handle stress well. And by the way, not all crisis leaders handle stress equally. What we have found is those who are better able to tolerate the stressors that come with a disaster or crisis situation are highly correlated with effective crisis leadership. The people who freak out, zone out, tune out, who can't handle stress, their anxiety overwhelms them, don't. It's really kind of straightforward. So the second dimension on the 3D model of the marks of a leader really has to do with the psychological makeup, the cognitive makeup, the mental makeup, and all of these types of processes, the way they think, the way they interact, the way they handle information, the way they handle stress, their comfort with making decisions, their ability to make decisions even though they don't have all of the facts. those positive dispositions are correlated with effective crisis leadership. In the third dimension, we'll look at the role to which experience and expertise plays in defining which are the marks of effective crisis leaders.
Thanks so much for sharing your summary today, Dr. Bob. We appreciate you taking the time, as always, to join us and share your expertise. Thanks to everyone else who's listened in. We hope you found this podcast helpful and that you'll join us for the next segment that Dr. Bob mentioned, where we'll discuss the final part of the series, Expertise and Experience. Be sure to sign up for our company blog in the meantime at www.interstaterestoration.com/blog to ensure access to the next segment, as well as continue to get weekly alerts about disaster preparedness and recovery education. Until next time,